You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dave DiNatale in for Nathan Zagura alongside Matt Wilhelm here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. You just heard that promo. You think the Browns quarterback situation is a little bit interesting? You could be in Houston right now. They named Brian Hoyer their starting quarterback earlier this week. Apparently, Ryan Mallett, the day after, a day or two after, missed practice, we find out today, because he overslept.
Yes. I'm disappointed. I thought I put forth my best effort. And then you sleep in the next day.
After, you know, as we saw on Hard Knocks, Bill O'Brien just implored Ryan Mallett, be ready, do all the right things.
And who's he taking reps with today? The third team.
Yeah. Tom Savage? Move up one spot, son. All right, we've got a few minutes left in the show. Let's get to the Friday forecast.
Number one.
All right, Matt Wilhelm here on the Friday forecast. How about this one? Who do you think is going to have the better season from the rookie quarterback end of things? Jameis Winston or Marcus Mariota?
It's tough. You know, they were selected one and two for a reason, and I'm going to go with Marcus Mariota, and the reason why is because the division that they play in for the Tennessee Titans, you know, so six of their football games are they're gonna play the Jaguars twice, you know, should have a good day against those guys. The Colts don't play a whole lot of defense, knowing that they can outscore most teams with Andrew Luck. So I'm going to go with Marcus Mariota. I just think, you know, Jameis Winston's going to play in a tougher division. You know, get, you know, Luke Kuechly down there in Carolina. Yeah. You've got the Atlanta Falcons, you know, getting their defensive right with now a defensive-minded head coach. Yeah, it's going to be difficult. And then New Orleans, you know, Dennis Allen's now there, and the Saints have to be able to stop somebody because Drew Brees just can't score the points like he used to. So I think it's going to be Marcus Mariota. And you?
I think it's going to be Mariota too. I love what I saw the other night watching, and I think he's in a good situation with Ken Whisenhunt. I think,
yes.
I think that's going to be a good resource for him. So yeah, give my vote to Marcus Mariota.
Number two.
All right, Matt, when the Browns have to finally cut down the roster to 53, we don't have to worry about that for about a week or so. But when that happens, who's going to be the toughest decision, the player that's going to cause the most debate in the room with Ray Farmer, his personnel staff, Mike Pettine, and his coaching staff?
You know, hearing from Scott Petrak, I picked my guy before the show, but hearing from Scott Petrak kind of talked me back into him. But I'm going to name a name, and I think it's going to be Phil Taylor. And that's why I wanted his perspective on eating that $5 million. That's not our $5 million, but no, just how that portrays to a roster who re-ups a guy in March, and then so many years, you know, six, 7 months later, you cut him and still have to pay him. So I'm going to say Phil Taylor, and the only reason I say that is because as you hear Coach Pettine talk about him, it's constantly, we got to go day by day with Phil Taylor. It's like, it should become week by week, you know, where he can practice multiple days and see how he can, you know, bounce back after multiple days of practice, because that's what he will have to do to actually be a factor on the Sunday football games we will play.
Just to take the offensive side of things, I think it's going to be Rob Hausler. I don't know if they want to keep four tight ends. I think they'd rather keep three tight ends and an H-back.
Malcolm Johnson.
Yes. I don't think they want to keep four tight ends and an H-back.
And it's only six. I think it's only 600 and some thousand of dead money for the Cleveland Browns will have to eat. They didn't give him a whole lot of guaranteed deal. It was a bet on me type of deal for Rob Hausler.
Yeah, I think he'll be the one that they'll have the most debate about, but finally have to say we can't keep him.
Number three.
All right, a lot of you out there are putting together your fantasy football leagues as we get closer and closer to the regular season. I ask you, Matt Wilhelm, you have the first overall pick in your fantasy football league. Who are you drafting?
You know, I'm not a fantasy guy. I'm really not.
I'm not either.
Okay.
But.
And if I didn't know any better, the fool's gold, as far as I know, and the little research and the emails that I get from Yahoo and FanDuel and DraftKings, is that I would want to go either Aaron Rodgers or Andrew Luck.
Sure.
They're the most prolific passers in our game right now. But they're drafted. These guys are getting drafted in like the second and third round, and because the emphasis is now on the running backs and the big time wide receivers, the Antonio Browns of the world. So I'm going to go with the LeBron James of football, Jamal Charles, number one.
Jamal Charles.
Eddie Lacy was ranked number one in a poll that I saw.
I'll take, I think I'll take DeMarco Murray. Although, okay. although Philadelphia, you know what? I just changed myself. Chip Kelly's good. Chip Kelly is going to run like three different
him
backs.
Him and Ryan Matthews might both have 1,000 yards.
Okay, forget that. I can't do that. All right, we got a minute to go. Last question for you here, real quick. Finish this sentence. After watching Terrell Pryor tomorrow night, I expect to feel blank.
Better about his opportunity to make the Cleveland Browns roster because he is on the field.
I tell you what, that's the way it turns out. I think a lot of Browns fans will feel good.
Yeah, I do too.
And you know what? I got saved by the bell from having to answer that fantasy football
that's
question.
Right.
So that's
you get reprieved.
That's a good thing.
You got till
thing.
Monday.
Yeah, exactly. All right, that'll do it for us. Thanks goes out to Mike Patrick. Thanks goes out to Scott Petrak. Thanks to our producer Eric Williams. Matt, thank you, my friend.
You got
it's
it,
always
buddy.
A pleasure. All right, the Golden Boys are coming up next. Nathan and Matt are back with you Monday. Reminder, Browns and Buccaneers start 3 o'clock pregame tomorrow on the PNC Bank Cleveland Browns Radio Network. For Matt Wilhelm, I'm Dave DiNatale. Thanks for listening to Cleveland Browns Daily.
Driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.